Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog at las.new-england.net.au. That's the place to go if you've come by this audio file on its own. And I aim to publish one to a handful of photographs every day, where the photographs have been taken on that day. It was a bit of a rainy day today. It rained most of the day, very welcome, nevertheless. Today is Friday, November the 5th. Please to remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. It's Guy Fawkes Day. 399 years ago, some Roman Catholics, including one Guy Fawkes, tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in London. No doubt in the UK, fireworks will be let off in commemoration. But they wouldn't get very far today in Armidale. Everything would be a damp squib. The first photograph records the fact I took another photograph of a windscreen with rain on it. I think this is about the third time this year. Why do I record it? Well, it doesn't rain very often here, and we're in the midst of a drought. The state, New South Wales, is officially drought declared. Politicians like to announce that the drought has broken after we've had a day's worth of rain, but it takes a bit of a longer pattern, a longer shift from the drought conditions to actually break the drought. I'm sure the politicians would like to think that the drought is broken because all sorts of farmer subsidies can be stopped and it'll cost them less. The second photograph, the second and remaining photographs taken as I drove home, is at the crossing over the Burying Ground Creek. I'd love to know where the burying ground is, but what we have is its creek. There's not much of a flow, but enough to push some silt into the water and stir it up. So what we have here is a little island in the midst of the creek, all nice and green, with a couple of trees, and water level is brown with the silty water around the little island. The next photograph has an as yet unidentified flower, although some might think of it as a weed. I don't know what it is. It may be a flower. Just caught my eye at the side of the creek, this little patch of mauvey flowers. Little flowers are only 2 or 3 millimeters across. Not very large at all. And the next three photographs are taken from roughly the same spot. They're mostly pretty dark. The rain clouds in the sky. The first of this three is of an old gum tree at the roadside, but leaning over the dirt road. It doesn't look like it would take much to just push it right across. It's a very substantial tree. Can't quite get that impression of the scale from the photograph itself, but it would take a large bulldozer to knock it over, if such a thing were ever to happen. The next photograph is an indicator of what might happen to that tree. Along the side of this particular road are this little series of half a dozen or so remains of trees. Not quite sure what happened to them. It's seven old gum trees with the top half missing. It's as if they've just been snapped off halfway up the trunk. Looks like it would have been some natural event by the way that the break is shaped at the top of the trees. And there's one still alive behind the dead ones. The grey rain clouds above them. The paddocks behind are looking reasonably green, thanks to the rain we had some weeks ago. Such is spring here in New England, New South Wales. It was a funny temperature-wise day today. The overnight minimum was 16 Celsius and the daytime maximum was 16. That's about 60 Fahrenheit. And rain is forecast for the next few days, mostly through thunderstorms, so it may or may not eventuate. And the final photograph for the day is of that same leaning tree on the left-hand side, but the view is looking back down the road from which I have come, the Gera Road. And we can't see it in this photograph, but down in the dip at the end of the road is the Gera River, and then the road continues over a causeway up the other side. Well, there we have my selection of half a dozen photographs for today, Friday the 5th of November. I'm Gordon Smith. My email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes listening to this audio and perhaps simultaneously viewing the photographs on the photo blog. Please find a few minutes over the next few days to come back and visit and see what I've managed to photograph. So until then, bye for now.